Alright, so we're going over chapter 1 homework, page 25, study questions, number 1. So name 3 sensory aspects of food that influence our food choices. What were they?
Flavor, texture,
taste, smell, I heard.
Flavor, texture, appearance.
I got flavor, texture, appearance.
That's my
guess. Appearance. So definitely taste, right? Okay, that's a sensory reception, right? Definitely smell, right? Because we can smell our food. That's a sensory receptor. What else do we do with our food?
We touch it.
We look at it, so sight, which is kind of the same thing as appearance. Good. If you wanted to go texture, you could. I think that is also a sensory receptor, like the way it feels inside your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. Horrible as that sounds, I'll think it went further. Even sound would probably be a sensory. You know, like a chili's gonna bring
true.
Up the heat as it while still sizzling.
Yeah, sound. That's true. Yeah. Okay. So all 5 senses get involved, but the 3 ones that they're talking about, I think, are going to be smell, taste, and sight. Number 2, how do our health benefits affect our food choices?
If people feel vulnerable to disease and believe their dietary change will lead to positive results, they are more likely to pay attention to information about links between dietary choices, fat, and risks for heart disease and cancer.
That was perfect. Good. Repeat that a little louder.
Oh, my.
I'm trying to sum it down.
If people feel vulnerable to disease, okay.
Dietary change will lead to positive results.
And okay.
Then they are more likely to pay attention to information about links between dietary choices, fats, risks for heart disease, and cancer.
Good. Yeah. So basically, our health beliefs would determine what we eat in a way. If we have the belief that certain foods are bad, we're probably going to avoid those foods. If we have the belief that certain foods will help us be healthier, then that is probably going to help us to choose those foods. Number 3, list the 6 classes of nutrients.
Lipids, water, minerals, protein, carbs, vitamins.
Okay, so we have fats, proteins, and carbs, which are all called what?
Macronutrients,
good. Then we have water, which is just kind of a nutrient. Doesn't really have any calories or energy, but that's okay. Then we have, what else?
Minerals.
Minerals.
Vitamins.
And vitamins, good. So those are the 6. All right. What are the 13 vitamins? Go ahead and list the 13 vitamins. What page did you find that on?
Is it like vitamin A, B, E, K, C?
Yeah, fat soluble vitamins. Vitamin A, B, E, K, C.
Page 14.
Water soluble.
13 and 14. 13
and 14,
good. Second paragraph. Yeah, second paragraph on, or under vitamins on page 13. You have the 4 fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, and then you have the water-soluble vitamins, so there must be 9 of those, which are vitamin C, and then you have the B vitamins,
B1,
B2, B3, B6, B12, folate, pantothenic acid, and biotin. Yeah, there you go. and then you have vitamin D. Oh, no, we already said that one. Okay, cool. All right, next. Question number 5. What determines whether a mineral is a macro mineral or micro mineral?
The amount your body needs.
Yeah, literally the amount that your body needs. If your body only needs micrograms or very, very little amounts, then that is probably going to be a micro mineral. If your body needs larger amounts, things like calcium, that would be a macro mineral. Good. Any questions on that? All right, how many kilocalories are in 1 gram of carbohydrate, protein, and fat? So carbohydrates, how many grams or calories per gram?
4.
Fat, how many calories per gram?
9.
9, good. And then protein, how many calories per gram?
4.
4, good. That's typically asked on almost every nutritional test question or test you will ever have in life.
Ever.
Number 7, what is an epidemiological study?
Study that compares disease rates among population groups and attempts to identify related conditions or behaviors such as diet and smoking habits.
Good, yeah. So you could get the one right from the book, but it's basically relating specific diseases to certain habits in life is mainly what its job is. And epidemiology typically it stems from studying disease for sure. All right, number 8. What is the difference between an experimental and a control group?
The experimental group is going to get the treatments.
Yeah, so the experimental group gets the treatments, and what does the control group happen, or what happens to the control group?
See, they get the placebo.
They get the placebo, or they get the ones that... it's basically the control is the one that is not getting any active ingredients, therefore just to prove that... it's basically the standard set so that, oh, these people have a disease, we didn't give them anything, they still have the disease. Okay? But or these people have the disease, we gave them something, and this is what happened. So the experimental group is what they're actually studying. The control group is just to make sure that they didn't get better on their own, sort of thing. But remember, the placebo effect, which we talked about, and is going to be where they think they're getting treatment, and they actually cure, or something happens to where they improve their situation. Just based off of the pure belief.
Mental?
Tells you how powerful our minds are, right? Okay. What is a placebo?
Imitation.
A what?
Imitation treatment.
Imitation treatment, yeah, that's good. It's just basically, it's something that is not real. It's not a real active ingredient. There's just kind of nothing associated with it. Yeah, okay. Any questions on chapter 1 study questions? Yeah, so with every chapter that we do, we're going to want to complete these study questions because those are going to highlight the most important things. Also, you can read the study points and just get a good idea. NASM will pull some of the questions from these study points as well as the study questions right here. So highlighting those can be really good. Cool. Yes.
We're going to turn all these in, right?
Yes. Yes, you will be turning all the study questions in.
You can continue.
Yeah, you can continue. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine now.